This is Morning Ireland with Rachel English and Áine Lawler. Brian Jennings has the 8 o'clock news.
A multi-agency operation is underway to remove a makeshift encampment at Dublin's Grand Canal. There are no details on where the men will be moved to, but a government statement says the IPASS designated accommodation will provide proper security and sanitation. Laura Fletcher reports.
From 5:30 this morning, Gardaí and teams from the various agencies involved in this joint operation gathered at the Grand Canal in Dublin between Mount Street Bridge and Hubbond Bridge. The operation to remove the more than 100 tents that have been pitched here by unaccommodated asylum seekers since Friday began around an hour later. Barriers were erected around the area and teams began collecting tents that are being removed by excavators. The men who were living in the tents have been gathering their belongings and queuing for buses to take them to alternative accommodation. At least two buses have already left. As was the case with a similar operation around the International Protection Office just a few hundred metres away last week, the government said that this operation involving the Department of Integration, the Department of Justice, An Garda Síochána, Dublin City Council, the HSE and this time Waterways Ireland is being carried out to ensure that the international protection applicants here are taken to alternative accommodation with toilets and showers, health services, indoor areas where food is provided, facilities to charge phones and personal devices, and access to transport to and from Dublin City Centre with 24-hour on-site security.
Ireland, Spain and a number of other EU member states are expected to recognise the state of Palestine on May 21st, RT News has learned. The move is designed to provide moral and diplomatic backing to the Palestinians in the event of negotiations that would lead to a two-state solution in the Middle East. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Gunley.
Getting a group of like-minded EU member states to jointly recognise Palestinian statehood has been a delicate and painstaking diplomatic operation that's gone on for several months. In January, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin hosted the first group of EU foreign ministers who were interested in the idea. On March 22nd, the then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar signed a joint statement on the margins of an EU summit with his Spanish, Maltese and Slovenian counterparts that they would pursue a strategy of recognition when the time and circumstances were right. When Simon Harris became Taoiseach, the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez was the first foreign leader to meet him in Dublin. Last month, the Taoiseach discussed the issue in depth during meetings in Egypt and Jordan. It's understood that the like-minded countries wanted to wait until a UN General Assembly vote on a resolution that would recognise the Palestinians as qualified to become full UN members, a largely symbolic vote that would nonetheless reveal which other EU countries could be minded to formally recognise Palestinian statehood. That vote is expected tomorrow. Ireland, Spain, Malta and Slovenia would then, according to sources, jointly recognise the state of Palestine on May 21st. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The Environmental Protection Agency has warned that failure to fix faulty septic tanks cannot be allowed to continue, and that enforcement by local authorities is inconsistent and needs to improve. Its latest report about domestic wastewater treatment systems says five local authorities have not been carrying out the required number of inspections. Our environment correspondent George Lee.
There are nearly 500,000 septic tanks on properties not connected to the public sewage system around the country. When they are faulty, they can pose an ongoing and significant risk to human health and the environment. Local authorities inspected 1,189 of them last year. 45% failed those inspections. The most common reason for failure included poor maintenance, septic tanks not being desludged, the discharging of effluent into ditches or streams, leaks and effluent ponding. The EPA found 576 cases where septic tank failures notified to households over 2 years previously had still not been addressed. The government grants for the repair of 40 septic tanks was increased from €5,000 to €12,000 earlier this year.
A small number of retailers have had to replace reverse vending machines used for the deposit return scheme due to ongoing technical issues. Return, the company that runs the scheme to recycle drinks containers, said the number of reverse vending machine replaced amounts to less than 1%. Our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent Joe McGrailey.
3 months into the deposit return scheme and complaints about some reverse vending machines continue. In a statement to RTE News, Return, which runs the scheme, confirmed 7 RVMs have been replaced, amounting to less than 1% of the 2,300 now in operation. The company said it continues to work closely with suppliers of RVMs and retailers to resolve issues relating to efficient operation of the machines. It said, however, the number of drinks containers being processed is increasing steadily, reaching 2.39 million on Tuesday, significantly higher than the 2 million items processed for the entire month of February. In March, 20 million items were returned, and 50 million plastic bottles and drink cans were returned in April. Regarding reports, individuals have been able to return the same item over and over again by pulling it out of RVMs after the return logo had been read. The company said attempting to defraud the scheme is against the law and any evidence will be passed on to relevant authorities. Joe McGrailey, RTE News.
The 18-month-old boy who died tragically following a road traffic incident at a traveller accommodation site outside Ennis has been named locally as Hunter Molloy. The boy was struck by a car at the accommodation site, occupied by his family and other relatives yesterday. He was rushed to University Hospital Limerick with critical injuries, but was pronounced dead a short time later. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building? Take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Dry today with any mist and fog soon clearing this morning. While there will be a good deal of cloud overall, warm spells of hazy sunshine, the best of these in Leinster and Munster. Highest temperatures 16 to 20 degrees.